of the life of Jesus in a couple of the different Gospels. I believe it was the Gospel of John where they come to him and they said 200 penny worth wouldn't be enough to feed this many people, that all would just get a little bit. So there was a lot of folks there. We see that. But really, kind of the thought that we had tonight as we was at the house and we was looking at this scriptures and we was praying, the Lord just help us tonight as we come into the service and that we all just come in and just will and do what God have us to do. And I read this scripture and I thought how it really is fitting, because the Bible, as we find here, we see that the people had followed Jesus and Jesus went out into a desert place. And we know that in the life of Jesus, wherever once he started and he was preaching and he was going from city to city and town to town and he was healing the sick, and it just seemed like wherever Jesus was, there was a crowd. Now, not everybody that followed him were believers. I believe that a lot of folks, they were just looking to see something. They were looking to be an eyewitness of something, but it wasn't everybody in the crowd that always got blessed. And a lot of folks, a lot of times people would just hear of him and they'd go and see and then they would just depart. We know that happened on occasions too. And I've said that whenever folks would have an encounter with Christ, Christ always changed their life. And we find here that these 5,000, they might have gone out that day just to the desert place, because word was that Jesus was out there. But I got to thinking about the people that went out there. Now the Bible says that it got down late in the day, and it got time where the people should go home. The disciples looked around. They said, "You need to send them home. These people are here. That's dinner time. They're hungry. They don't have anything. We don't have anything. There's nothing out here in this desert land. But I'm glad where Jesus was. No matter what was out there, it was enough and it was sufficient." If we look around today, we can compare our world that we live in. Sometimes it surely seems like a desert place where there's just no substance whatsoever and no way that we'll ever make it through another day. But I'm glad if we find ourselves where God is. Listen to the world. What God has don't look like much. You realize that tonight? When you were lost, did you think that the blood of Christ was anything sufficient to help you? And listen, when I was lost, I thought those people in the church, they could sing about Jesus and they could preach and they could read their Bibles. But listen, one of the reasons why I didn't want any part of it, because I just didn't think there wasn't a whole lot of substance there. I was raised in church. I should have known better. Hey, listen, Mom and Dad taught me about the love of God and the love of Christ and everything that the Lord did. But when I was a sinner, I didn't understand the love of God. Listen, and I know the Bible says, and it was already said here tonight, listen, we didn't choose God. God chose us. Listen, I'm just glad that I was out there one time when the Lord got his way, found his way out in that desert place where you and I were. Hey, listen, and we were starving to death and we didn't have a place to go. And surely we look around, Steve, and say, we can't make it home. We can't make it out of the desert. But aren't you glad that Jesus was out there with you? Hey, listen, it might not look like much, Brother Bob, but that gospel message that come preaching through the church that day and those church God-fearing people that were willing to be there. Hey, listen, and just follow the leadership of the Lord. I'm glad they took what they had. Hey, listen, they began to turn it over to God and God began to bless what they had and God began to move and share it with everyone in the congregation. And I don't know who else was there that day, but I know I was there. Hey, listen, I know that he passed it around to me and it got a hold of my heart and I took some of what God had, and bless your heart, I'm glad it not only filled me up, but there was enough left over for everybody in the house that day. No one had to leave empty that day. I'm glad when we gather in the house of God, when the Lord comes by our way, there's none of us have to leave empty. Hey, listen, the world looked around, even his own disciples looked and said, we don't have anything here. I would have to say they forgot who they were with. Hey, listen, because Jesus, he said, what do you have? I believe in one scripture here, it says 5 loaves and 2 fishes. The book of John, it said they have 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Hey, listen, I looked up, my Bible runs a reference and it says barley loaf, a barley loaf. I don't know if this is true or not, but I would imagine somebody probably searched it out at some point. It said the barley loaf was not the preferred bread. It was kind of considered the bread for the poor. And it said the rich people, they like to eat the wheat. And listen, I don't know about that. And I don't know a whole lot about barley, but what I do know is it's kind of dry. And listen, and I do know that the world might look at the gospel and think it's kind of dry. But I'm glad when God gets a hold of it, it'll fill your soul. Hey, listen, God didn't come to the rich only, but he come to everybody. He come to the pauper. He come to the rich man. Hey, listen, he come to the male and the female, the young and the old. I'm glad the Bible said, whosoever will, let him come. Bless God, take of the water of life freely. Hey, listen, God's not particular on who comes to the altar. He just wants everybody to be saved. The Bible tells me that God sent Christ, and Christ died according to the Scriptures, and he resurrected according to the Scriptures, and that he died for the sinner to seek and to save that which was lost. Who was lost? Every soul in the desert that was there that day, they were lost. They were in the desert. They were hungry. They were in need of something, and the only one there that day that could help them was Jesus. You might say, well, that lad there, he could have helped himself. Oh, he might have broke the bread and he might have passed it out to his friends. But let me tell you something, the next day they would have been hungry. But when Jesus got done, Brother Stephen, I believe that they probably tarried that night. They could have went another day, and they probably made their way back home, and they were still filled up. You got scripture for that? Absolutely, I do. Listen, the Bible says when Elijah found himself down by the river, and God woke him up and gave him something to drink and gave him a cake and got him up again, it said he went on 40 days with a substance of what God blessed him with. Listen, don't tell me that you can't make the journey in life with what the Lord give you. Hey, I was saved almost over 30 years ago, almost 32 years now, and I'm still going on what God gave me that day. And I'll say this, it'll never run out. I didn't have to ask the preacher about it.
Thank you, Lord.
The people in the crowd didn't have to wonder if there was enough for them. I can't help but believe. And I would imagine that when Jesus got done blessing what was there and he handed it to his disciples and he said, now break it up and pass it out, they was probably amazed because somebody probably took what they wanted and passed it on. And they just kept, just everybody was looking at what they had. They were just passing it on. Oh, wouldn't you know it, by the end of it, everything was multiplied into 12 different baskets. And listen, don't tell me God don't have over and above what we need. He's got everything we need. I don't need anything else. I don't need to look to the world. We don't need to look to the world. All we need to do, hey, listen, if we find ourselves in a desert place, and I know, and I've kind of preached this in the context of when we're lost, we were all in a desert place. But I'm going to tell you this too, and I always try to relate it when the scriptures can be related. Many times they can. Brother Stephen, they can be related to the lost and they can be related to the saved. Because we find ourselves in a desert place every now and then. Hey, listen, when we need help and we need something from God. And I'm just glad that, as Brother Stephen preached not too long ago, and we've mentioned on time on several occasions since then, we'll find ourselves in a valley. But he is the lily of the valley. He's the lily of my valley. He's the lily of your valley. Hey, listen, he's a shepherd of my soul. He's a shepherd of your soul. And he knows where I am. And he knows where you are. And he knows when to pick us up. He knows when to put us over his shoulder. He knows when to carry us. He knows where to set us down. He knows where to set us to eat. He knows where to set us to drink. Hey, listen, he knows everything about us. Jesus knew exactly what those people needed that day. And I'm going to say this, he knows exactly what we need each and every day. And even though the disciples looked around and they said, this just isn't enough. You realize we're living in a world today, they'll take the word of God, this bread of life, hey listen, that feeds our soul, and they'll say, that's just not enough. They'll say, we need to get the contemporary stuff in. We need to bring in the new songs. We need to get that beat of the world. We need to get them in the rhythm together so they can just all get clapping together. We need to bring in something new. That Bible, that 1611 King James Bible, is too old for a modern time. Hey, listen, they're trying to fill the lives of the starving people with bread that's moldy and no good.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, what God has is fresh every day. What God gives us is sufficient for every day. Hey, listen, and I can read this Bible front to back, and you can read it front to back. But I said it Sunday over at Olive Branch. I'm always amazed that when we open up the book, and it's like a pop-up book, one of those kids' pop-up books. All of a sudden, the words come jumping off the page. and the Holy Ghost comes down and says, right there it is. Hey, listen, all of a sudden it begins to, of the words that you've read over and over and over, all of a sudden stir something in your heart, and all of a sudden your soul begins to be fed, Brother Stephen, and you can't help the tears coming to your eyes. Why is that simple book making me cry like I'm crying? Why does that fill me up like I am so full? Because God's right there in the desert with me. He's feeding me. He's nourishing me. He's giving me what I need until I can go the next mile along the way. I don't need anything else. And aren't you glad when you're all said and done and God's filled you up? You can set the book aside, but when you come back to it the next day, there's more in it for you. Because no matter what God gives you today, He always has more for you. And I'm thankful for that. All we got to do is just go back to Him. I don't know what stories were told when those people come out of that desert place, but clearly it was good enough for Matthew to record it. And I believe John recorded it, maybe Luke recorded it, or maybe Mark. It was in several of them, if not all of them. I didn't look them all up. But this occasion's in all of them. I couldn't help but think that those 5,000 men and those, listen, not to counting the women, not counting the children, it could have been as many as 15 to 20,000 people eat that day. And listen, and I would imagine they were amazed in the days of Elijah when he took 20 loaves and he fed 100 men. But listen, I'm glad that one greater than Elijah was there that day. And listen, I'm glad that there was one there among the crowd. And listen, that Elijah prophesied about knew. Elisha knew. Jeremiah knew. Isaiah knew. Ezekiel knew. Daniel knew. The Hebrew boys knew. Abraham knew. Moses knew. Thank God they all knew of him. But here he was in the flesh. God had come down from heaven in the flesh, feeding the soul of men. Bless your heart, and I'm glad he's still feeding us today. Those two men on the road to Emmaus, you remember them? Well, those two people. Heard somebody say, well, how do you know it was men? I don't really know. The Bible says it was men, but it says there's two people. They were two on the road to Emmaus. Maybe it does say it. It's been a while since I read it, James. But nonetheless, I just said two men who was walking on that road, and they was brokenhearted. You ever been walking this Christian road and you're brokenhearted? Feel like just the Lord can't hear you? Jesus come right up next to him. What are you so sorry for? He said, you must be a stranger in this place. Do you know what it said? It said, from Moses. From Moses, he began to tell them all the things. From Moses and the prophets, he told them everything about himself that prophesied of himself. He went all the way back. You want to know why? Because he was all the way back there.
Amen.
He was there. He knew them all. What did Christ tell the Pharisees when they told him? He said, we have Abraham to be our father. He said, if you had Abraham, if you knew Abraham, you'd know me. He said, for Abraham was, I was.
Amen.
Abraham knew me. The Bible says that it counted Abraham. Abraham was counted a friend to God. I want to be a friend.
Amen.
I want the Lord to consider me a friend. You might say, well, that just seems odd. Well, a friend is special, but a son is much more special. I'm glad I'm more than a friend. I'm glad he's more than a friend to me. He's my Savior, my Redeemer. He's the one that feeds us when we're in the desert place. He secures us, the Bible says. As Peter began to sink in the water, the Bible says Jesus caught him. Caught him, Chester. Some people say he reached his hand out and just grabbed him. No, the Bible says he caught him. I believe he caught him right here on his shoulder and just picked him up. Caught him in his arms, raised him up. I'm glad at times when we feel like we're falling, God will catch us. He picks us up. I'm not hanging on for dear life. I'm carrying. You think about that. I'm not hanging on hoping I don't sink. I mean, he's carrying me. He's carrying us. He lifts us up. He secures us. And I'm thankful for that. He feeds us. He guides us. He walks with us. He talks with us. No wonder Paul told him in Thessalonica, he said, you turn from idols to serve a living and true God. I mean, they were caught up in all their idolatry. You realize the world today is caught up in all the idolatry of the world? I mean, they're serving everything but God. for the most part. I mean, there's, and I know God has a remnant, and I believe He'll have a remnant until the day we go home. I believe there'll be people here until the day the Lord calls the church out. But just like they did back in those days, we got a whole world just clinging. And Brother Bob said it, and he hit me like a ton of bricks. He said they're leaving this world unprepared. And I thought about that. I thought, you know, they're leaving this world unprepared unnecessarily, because Christ died for all of them. There is no reason why people are in hell right now. There is no reason the next person that dies has to go to hell. They do it unnecessarily because Christ has done everything. He has broken His body. He has shed His blood. He has given it all so that everyone in the desert could have something to eat, so that everyone out there could be filled, so that everyone out there, listen, could have that void in their life, that hole that's there in the soul, that hole that just can't be filled by anything else in the world. Christ can fill it. And I'm thankful for that. He still does. I love Him tonight. I appreciate the revival. I appreciate God. I appreciate the Spirit so much. I appreciate the Lord loving us when we're undeserving of being loved, yet He still loved us. Just think about that. Just think about that. Someday, Stephen, I'm going to see Him face to face for myself, not another. I'm glad of that. Jane, come and get a song. Let's stand to our feet tonight. You know, in the scriptures, when the Lord told them that the feast was ready, the wedding feast, isn't that what He told him? He said, "Go out." He said, "Invite them in," he said, "I want my house to be full." And went out. And they invited some. Excuses were made. And they come back and they said, "Master, we've gone around. We've invited everybody." And they said, "There's still room. There's still room." And He said, "I want you to go out to the highways and the hedges, and I want you to compel them to come in." He said that my house will be full. My house will be full. That's the love of God. He wants His house filled. I mean, we ought to be compelling them to come in. I know that people make excuses, but they make excuses to the damnation of their own soul. As I said, people go to hell unnecessary. Christ has sent the invitation. I mean, it's out there. I would imagine everyone got the invitation. I believe that. I believe everybody gets an invitation. Amen. I believe everybody gets a call. I believe everybody gets an opportunity. And I believe He's still given opportunity. And as we go forward, listen, we come out of this revival and we go forward. We had lost among us probably about every night. And I know there's people in the church that are here almost pretty much once a week at least, maybe not more. And they're lost, never made a profession. You might say, "Well, how do you know they're lost?" I mean, all I know is by the testimony. If they don't have a testimony, never gave a testimony, as far as I know, they're lost. You might say, "We shouldn't say that." Well, if they're saved, they have a testimony. I mean, if you're saved, you can't help but give your testimony. You want to. I mean, it burns inside of you. I believe it's Jeremiah. He said, "I tried it." He said, "I'm not going to mention His name anymore." He said, "I couldn't do it." He said, "It was like fire shut up in my bones." I mean, there's something when the Spirit stirs you, you have to get it out. But we got lost people among us. We've all got lost loved ones. We've got people we want to see saved. We need to be compelled. Just taking them to the Lord. Just ask them. Just please, God, give them opportunity. And when the Lord knocks, and just be ready there to pray with them, help them, try to encourage them. They need the Lord more than anything. You know who starved in the desert? If anybody starved in the scripture I read, if anybody went hungry, the reason they went hungry is because they took what God had blessed and they just passed it on. You know, that's how a lot of people do with the gospel. They take it right in their hands and behold it, knowing that they need it, and they pass it on. It's not God's fault.
That's right.
It's not the church's fault. It's not their loved one's fault. They've looked right at it, and they chose not to partake. I want to be a partaker of everything.
Amen.
So, while they sang, Amen. Anyone got testimony, anything on the heart tonight?